Welcome to the Medina Township Special Trustees Meeting, set for 2:30 PM on March 4th, 2024. Roll call, please.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Before we get in, please silence all telephones. And the first item is approval of payroll resolution. I move to adopt resolution number 0304-2024-046 to approve payroll dated 3/4/2024 with the total amount of $49,323.37, with the total remaining deductions, withholdings, liabilities of $11,964.82, and incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
And that was number 046.
The next item on the agenda is other township business. I will turn this over to Trustee Eastwood.
All right. I've been given a couple of supplemental appropriations to do. So I would start with, I'd like to move to adopt resolution number 0304-2024-047 to reallocate funds from line item 2191-220-382-0000 liability insurance to line item 2191-220-381-0000 or property insurance in the amount of $3,053.75.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Another supplemental appropriation resolution. I move to adopt resolution number 0304-2024-048 to reallocate funds from line item 2031-330-730-0000 improvement of sites to line item 2031-330-382-0000 liability in the amount of $5,797.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I have a motion for meeting date of 3/4/2024. Like to make a motion to approve authorization for 14 zoning board members, zoning inspector, and zoning secretary to attend the APA Planning and Zoning Workshop on April 26th of 2024, located in Independence, Ohio, at the cost of $165 per individual.
Second.
Can you just give us a quick brief on that? What everybody's going to get involved with, or?
So it's a workshop. It's a workshop for the zoning commission and BZA members. They have it annually. It's just to take, you know, continue an education.
Okay, thank you.
It's kind of like a mini OTA just for zoning, where you have the different workshops, and there's probably four different time schedules, and there'll be probably four or five different topics within each. It's going to be like a small version of an OTA one day.
And this was the item that you had previously kind of touched on a previous meeting, correct?
Right.
Okay.
And the benefit of that is you get a lot of professionals in. They have usually fairly good speakers, and you hear specifically zoning issues, whereas like OTA has a lot of other things. But the, excuse me, it also satisfies the requirement for 6 hours a year.
Okay.
And if they went to three or four meetings over there, it would cost as much or more from the $50. So you get a one-day shot, people get educated, and not everybody's going to be able to go. Some of the people are working and things, but it's, I think, a good opportunity for the township as well as the board members.
Very good. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay, next on our dot is the transportation task force, and we discussed it briefly at the last meeting, and we nominated one gentleman to Roger Grabowski to the task force and approved him. In between then and now, I got approached by another community member who actually has some history with transportation groups in the township and in the county, and I would like to make a motion that we approve Ray Jarrett to represent Medina Township as a second representative for the Transportation Task Force.
Are we going to have two representatives then?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you. I will contact Medina County Engineer Andy Conrad, who has asked for us to keep him informed when those spots were filled. Can I go ahead and talk about the next one?
Absolutely.
Affirmation letters discussion is the next thing. During the last several months, to say anyway, we've been contacted by some of our vendors with some concern over negative conversation regarding their company coming from the township. And in specifics, it was their relationship with our fiscal officer that seemed to have propagated some concerns. And while trustees have been accused of not caring or not acting on those concerns, the other side of that is the fact that some of those concerns are maybe, there's another side to that. So, For instance, it's been said our funds aren't, may not be safe in the institution, Westfield Bank. And I don't believe that, I think there's any truth to that. I don't think that the spirit of the board thinks there's any truth to that.
There's none.
And we've been quiet not to stir and or create a negative environment if we could help it. But at this point in time, we have some vendors who are asking where we stand. And that's where I think letters of affirmation come into play. I think it's appropriate for us to let them know where we stand and give them the status that the board representing Medina Township believes thus and so. And I would just simply think that's something that we could work on through the course of the next week, and at the next regular meeting, hopefully be able to present some to numerous vendors that feel this way, as well as possibly some employees within the departments. So that's what that's about.
I just want to say something here, just so everybody understands. The trustees can't talk amongst each other, okay? And it wasn't uncommon to go to a vendor or somebody and find out that Trustee Eastwood or Trustee Johnson had just been there the day before, was going to be there the day after, and you would sit down and talk with these people. Westfield Bank is a perfect example. And they had no problems with us. It was stemming from one person. And so I think that to support that and say to these vendors, these suppliers, that we have no problems with them would be a very good idea.
That would roll into the next Westfield Bank discussion. And they seem to be maybe the most direct in feeling that they've been separated out and they're dealing with it in their way. I have asked for some paperwork, which a fiscal officer presented at our last meeting, and I called and asked about how you could have a statement saying zero on one day, have a statement saying $6.5 million. When I looked at the statements myself, I saw that there were two different interest rates, one on each statement, which tells me they're probably two different accounts. So when I talked to Westfield, the answer I got, which makes sense to me, and it's just was a brief conversation, but it had to do with how we transfer funds. So we have a safe savings account, which we just opened up not a whole long time ago. That's got the $6.5 million or plus or minus in it. And we pay our bills out of a checking account for the most part. However, when you transfer from one to the other, the process is you go from the one, you withdraw that money, it goes into what they call a transition account. And then it goes from the transition account into the checking account or vice versa. It's a method to track your funds. It's a method for accountability. And the only time you'll have money recorded in the transition account is during that process, whether it's coming from one to the other or vice versa. So that would explain why you could have, you know, no money in one and then all this money. And it's just a matter, and I think we've said it up here before, communication. That's just one of the items. And that was a big conversation one night.
Big conversation.
So I want people to know we're not disengaged. We're not concerned. Of course we're concerned. It's just how we address it and how we deal with it is different. And we believe that the first thing you do is you try to reach out and you talk to people. So that's all I have to say about that.
So it's not uncommon for that account to have zero in it?
Correct. Most of the time it has zero.
It would have zero in it because that's just going to be there for a short period of time and go over to the other.
Right. Now, Chief, was there something else that you might have had for us? I don't see it up here.
The PO for... When we did the PO list, I put it down as a regular PO for other insurance benefits. And when I sent it for review, it came back that it should be a BC under other insurance benefits. So I changed it, however, it was passed at a meeting as a PO. So if it can be done, if we could rescind the PO that was passed for other, other insurance benefits, outlined under 281-210-229-0000 for $4,000. And then submit a blanket PO for the amount of $2,000 for the other insurance benefits.
What was the code on the first one? I got 281-210.
210-229-0000.
Okay. And that would be the same account that we...
Yes, sir.
You want a motion?
Yeah. Bring this up real quick. He might have it all right here.
Andrew said don't put the full amount in, so...
Okay.
Well, we still have to rescind the other then.
Yeah.
So, what's... I'll write up the rescind. You got it.
I'm going on it.
Okay.
This in two separate ones, two separate motions.
This is going to have to be, yep.
If I could, let me read this right, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would make a motion to rescind the PO for the PD of $4,000 for other insurance benefits from line item 2081-210-229-0000.
Yes, sir.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. Chief, I'm going to read this. If you would, just let me know if I am accomplishing what you're looking for. I'd like to make a motion to approve a blanket PO for the police department for other insurance benefits,
line item 2081-210-229-0000 for $2,000.
Second.
Yes.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
By doing this, it leaves $2,000 unencumbered, that line item. Mr. Chairman, I have nothing else.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Meeting's adjourned.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Time is 2:50.
Thank you, sir.
I'll wait out the door. It's a shame.